Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
A lot of the papers going with the EU, a big announcement yesterday on the front pages. So the Irish Daily Star goes with credit union. The EU has given the go-ahead to all member states to slash fuel taxes and issue energy vouchers to the public as the war on Iran rages on. The EU said it aims to bring immediate relief for member states with these timely, targeted, temporary measures. Lovely language there. It also allows governments to implement emergency measures to help industries that are facing existential threats due to the spike in fuel prices. I think they mean the airline industry there, and maybe farmers and truck drivers, they'll all be supported. That's also on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. Over to you now, Minister. The government is under mounting pressure to tackle the spiralling cost of living after the EU announced plans for a major relaxation of state aid rules. So basically, this EU move now allows countries to use public funds to tackle the impacts of the energy crisis, short and medium term. And the opposition last night urging the government to immediately ease the burden on the public, stressing now there's no excuse not to act. Irish Independent on the front page goes with a threat of lone wolf terror attacks. The state's security watchdog has warned that Islamic terrorism is a significant cause of concern here, citing the rise of attacks in Ireland and the possibility of overseas plots being coordinated here. This is former Court of Appeal President George Birmingham. He now has a new job. He's independent examiner of security legislation, and he says such attacks had occurred in recent years and the threat from lone wolf actors required consideration. Obviously very, very difficult to keep an eye and investigate lone wolf attackers by their very nature. There's no cell working there. The Irish Sun, there is life after mental health fight. Magella O'Donnell has bravely opened up about her mental health battles in a bid to give hope to anyone struggling. Daniel's wife spent 2 months in a psychiatric hospital after finding herself in a dark place. And Magella yesterday told the Irish Sun, "You may end up in a situation like that, but there is still life after." She was speaking in Newbridge Silverware, where there is this exhibition for Daniel O'Donnell in Newbridge Silverware. Saw the launch on the telly last night, and he was thrilling the crowds with some music as well. So expect that to be very, very busy in Newbridge over the next few weeks. Just to look across the water for a second, the I newspaper has been speaking to a cabinet minister about Keir Starmer, and the minister isn't quoted, or named I should say, but is quoted, and the minister has told the I they've lost patience with the Prime Minister and says that the entire cabinet would need to move collectively to depose him. And Keir Starmer's own cabinet is losing confidence in his leadership, and they're looking at Wes Streeting, and maybe Wes Streeting, who's the health secretary, having a pact with the former Deputy Prime Minister Angela Rayner to try and avoid a bloody leadership contest. So obviously they're the two contenders to take over from Keir Starmer. But just reading the British papers there, the controversy and the scandal not going away for the British Prime Minister. And back home, one final front page story. The Irish Daily Mirror, golf fans taken for a ride. A day ticket for next year's Ryder Cup at Adair Manor will cost €499. We may as well say €500. One day tickets for Rome were €260 when it hosted the Ryder Cup. However, in New York last year, the Ryder Cup one-day ticket cost €638. If you are interested, you can buy tickets tomorrow. Irish fans get a first chance to buy tickets for the Ryder Cup. Inside the papers, in the Irish Independent, the Consumers Association of Ireland says that the ticket prices for the Ryder Cup are elitist and selective. As the golf tournament returns to Irish shores after 21 years. And basically, the Consumers Association is saying it's typical Irish. A select few people will be able to attend. It's ridiculous. Michael Kilcoyne from the Consumers Association of Ireland says they can charge what they like because there's people willing to pay it. I have to say, I wasn't surprised by the price. I kind of assumed it would be 400 or 500 quid. I will tell you, if you are lucky enough to be able to afford to go. I was in Adair Manor for two nights Easter weekend, and I walked the course. The course already looks amazing, and we've a year and a half to go. They've all the sand out of the bunkers, and the bunkers are covered with this black lining. I presume they'll put fresh sand in and make new bunkers for the Ryder Cup. But it does look amazing, but I do get that a lot of people won't be able to afford to go to it. Don't know what the TV rights situation is. I presume you'll have to pay to watch it on the telly as well. Maybe not. Leo Varadkar has apologised for his comments about Rural Ireland. In case you didn't hear, obviously the media giving a lot of coverage to his comments about Rural Ireland. Now he's told the Irish Independent that he went too far and he didn't mean to annoy anyone with his sort of urban-rural divide comments last week. Big investigation in The Guardian. I think if you're a parent, you'll be frightened by this. So The Guardian has gone off and done research, and they have found that children as young as two, if you don't mind, are appearing on TikTok videos demonstrating skincare routines. And it's raising concerns about the beauty industry's reach and the lack of safeguards for child influencers. Even the fact that there's such a thing as a child influencer is quite depressing, to be honest. But 400 TikTok videos out of 7,600 skincare posts analysed featured routines or advice presented by children believed to be under 13. So these aren't adults telling children what they should do. We've kids under the age of 13 telling other children on TikTok how you should have a skincare routine. And at least 90 of these videos featured kids under the age of 5, including babies and toddlers, showing a multi-step skincare routine that babies and toddlers need to do to keep their skin fresh and young looking. So toddlers need to keep their skin young looking. It's just bizarre. But anyway, more about that in The Guardian. Two final stories for you. One from The Sun. We're already talking about the Late Late Toy Show. However, there's a concern about the Late Late Toy Show this year because there's a concern that Patrick Kilty may not be the presenter of it. Now, RTE chiefs have denied that their plans for the toy show are already in chaos. The Sun says that station bosses had planned to get Patrick Kilty to do some filming in the UK for the toy show. However, sources say this had to be shelved because there's a delay in getting Patrick Kilty to sign a new contract to continue as the Late Late Show host. So his contract runs out and there's no guarantee that Patrick Kilty will sign on for another term. I think Kevin Backhurst wants him to stay on as presenter, but there's something going on apparently that he hasn't signed the contract yet and he's not filming toy show bits. I know it's only April, but they like to get these things done early. Read more about that in The Sun. And finally, if you are a gardener or a would-be gardener, I heard Claire Byrne talking about this yesterday. She was buying some plants and wondering, would they grow or not? Well, maybe we should get some rainfall on the plants, because in the Times of London, we are told that scientists have revealed for the first time plants can hear the rain and seeds hear the rain, and seeds grow quicker when they're exposed to the gentle drumming of rain. Now, I heard before that you should talk to your plants and it'll help them grow. So clearly our plants have ears and they can listen. And scientists say that rainfall may do more than water the garden, because they also speak to your plants. Seeds can sense sound in ways that help them survive, and they grow better if they hear gentle drumming. Don't know if that applies to your watering can or if it has to be natural rain, but more about that in the Times of London.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.